I know this is gonna sound weird, but one day, my whole world changed. You see, we found a strange deck of cards capable of all sorts of magic. At first, we didn't know where it was coming from or who sent it. We only knew that they were more than just ordinary playing cards. Together, with my new pirate friends from around the world, we invented a wicked new game we called Improv. That's when the power of the cards was revealed. Each one held its own powerful effect when it was drawn. It was intense, and if you chose the wrong card, you could get your own castle and really good at persuading, or be warped into a dungeon to face your terrible past. But that's only half the story. Another, even bigger battle was taking place in a parallel universe called the Feywild. But my friends won and managed to save me from the fate of the cards. My name is Gillian, and together with my friends Chip, Ollie, Dre, Alphonse, Pretzel, Mr. Hotshot herself Jay, and my grandpeepaw Finn, we are the Riptide Pirates!
Attention! We'll go back to just roll with it. My name is Grizzly and I am your DM!
DM Grizzly, sir! My name is Bizzly, sir, and I play Chip, sir!
At ease!
I don't know how I got here, actually.
You talk to your mama with that mouth! Boy!
You wanna get slapped, butter boy?
Shit!
You wanna get slapped with little butter boy?
I wanna be slapped with butter! Call me a butter boy again, sir! You a weird one, boy, but I like it! Who are you?
DM Grizzly, sir, I'm Cody. Sir, I play Jay Farron.
You better hope your daddy remembers your name, because I sure ain't. Next, DM Grizzly, Charlie Slime School reporting for duty, sir. Butter me up, sir. I play Gillian Tide Strider. What do I need to do for butter, sir? Butter me up, send me down a slide. Roll me around, sir.
Here comes the butter.
Let's just
roll
with
it.
Hoorah!
Where we last left off, Butter Boys. The three of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian, the captains of the Riptide Pirates, decided to do a few things with yourselves before the night where Gillian and Felipe would start their deal of stabbing and suggestions. Jay spent a better part of her day trying to invent a grappling gun, only to fail as Gillian was training on his call with Caspian and fell on the gun. And this kind of catch up with Caspian. Gillian, you learned a little bit about his past family life, but how he is now happy on the oversea, though confusing to you. You did learn another part of your sentinel feat and did 100 laps while swimming. You tried to steal gold to give it to the sea tax, the great goldfishes of the undersea. And the first time, you bested Griffin and managed to get a bit of an over, even though Chip, Ollie, and Jay all tried to stop you with a ball bearings prank. After this, the three of you decided to help Chip with his sort of magical training inside Ice Arena Part 2, where you ended up locking him up. And this is where Gillian and Felipe did their ruse, which ended in a bloody, horrifying mess of Felipe stabbing 3 times uncontrollably and Jay coming to the realization that perhaps Felipe being on the ship, Chip's first suggestion, isn't unhealthy for anybody. And with this, you all had a very lengthy, long-winded discussion going back and forth on what to do, what was right, what basically took everybody's feelings into consideration but it would be the safest for the captains of this crew. One of the ideas was that Gillian would be stabbed and then possibly revived, and maybe this would break the curse, while the other would just be to seek out a church once more and to perhaps have divine intervention, or just leave Felipe somewhere. And then you went to bed. And the following morning, you woke up and found the rowboat that Felipe requested to be tied to so that he could get his daily or hourly water dose was gone, seeming to be cut from the rowboat itself. You had a bit of a freak out and all agreed that whatever you decided, you wanted to find Felipe and tell him to his face yourselves, but not before you were interrupted by a very quick, lightning-fast white Arakakra holding this purple monkey person who you learned to be named Aga and Kai, who were erratically seeking out help for their captain just a bit of ways, a few nautical miles here in the Viridis Sea, to which you found this captain, a giant seahorse canine mix monstrosity with tendrils for a tail, holding, clutching this captain's ship as Gillian enlarged the ship, and you jumped to make to make this fight over to aid these pirates. The captain themselves looked over and said, "Ah, is that the Riptide Pirates? No fucking way." And that is where the journey continues. Everybody, go ahead and start to roll initiative.
Oh my god, I got a big number.
I got a 17.
I got an 18.
I'm going to put this dice back. Your crew will go last at the end of the round.
Oh, well, thanks, guys.
Damn, it was that bad.
A natural one. Okay, so they will go last.
Hey, Griffin, what do you think this is?
Hard to say. Let's just call it the Grungus for now.
No, that's the IRS, Griffin. The invasive revenue squid.
Nah, looks pretty close to a Grungus.
You look like a Grungus.
Chip, do you think that's a real name for a thing? Or like, do you think he just made that up?
I don't
know.
How do you make up something like Grungus? It sounds pretty serious.
I don't know. You just kind of put words together.
Listen, it comes from the two animals. The Grungi from the undersea. That's basically a seahorse monster. And the Gusipod, which is basically a fish dog.
Come on, you can't say it's from two animals if those two animals are also made up!
Do you want my professional opinion or not?
I always want your professional opinion.
Yeah, he is good for that.
If I remember correctly, Gillian, your hands are still on the big ship as you just enlarged it?
Yes.
Jay and Ship are currently jumping from this ship to the other captain's ship?
Yeah!
So inside the serrated a good word. It's the inside very pointy teeth, filled with teeth. This big ass maw is the captain of the other ship. Like I said, they are about 5'8", 5'9", hard to tell from this distance as you guys are sort of jumping into combat here. You can see that they have these like passage of vitiligo that ride the bone structure of the face around the right shoulder and the right hand. It seems segmented, so it only affects one half. He has these thick locks of the corded hair that's pulled back into two golden brackets. It's shaved on the sides and both black on the sides and the roots, but then ignites into that fiery red, sort of flapping or just being pushed by the wind and also the breath of this monster, which and the color matches their ruby red eye color as they look back and give you this bright smile. He's wearing this cropped tank that tucks into leather pants and knee-high leather boots. Over that is a jacket that, or a leather jacket that lacks one of the sleeves to reveal the musical staff tattoo that's intertwined with jasmine flowers that flows all the way down the arm. The back of the jacket has this crew's Jolly Roger, which you also see plastered on their now tattered mainsail. Not quite like ripped up, but it is getting a little bit damaged. It's this Jolly Roger, a skull facing to the right with a lightning streak out of its ruby red eye with a gold coin in its mouth. That is the captain inside of this creature, holding, just with bare strength, the mouth open. So, top of the round, Gillian and Chip, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we're together?
Bro.
Dude, we gotta do something. We gotta do something.
All right, what are we doing?
All right.
Team move.
So, Chip lands on the other side of the, of the ship. Hey, Gil, I got an idea.
What's that, Chip?
You think we could, obscure the vision a little bit?
Yes!
High five!
Okay, I run over to Chip, and I give him a high five!
I want
to
do the fog clap thing.
Oh! Okay, all right. I run over to you. I'm just letting you know that this is going to end funnily. I run over to Chip, and you see as a watery energy starts to surround my hand, and I say, up top!
As I hold up my hand, you see the embers start to fly off of my fingertips and a red energy start to emanate from it. And as we link hands, steam billows out from that area.
And I cast Fog Cloud, which is very cool. Also, that means the other spell wears off, so the ship gets small and we fall into the ocean.
Fog!
Yeah! So I like to use my turn to fucking...
fart a big cloud and fall into the sea.
God, that was awesome. Where did the ship go? And when did that monster get so fucking big?
Wait, so when you cast this spell, it drops the enlarge?
Yeah, because it's concentration. So the ship just gets small.
It's about to crash right into the monster and then whoop.
Like, anyone at the edges of the ship is now just in the water.
They'll be falling for sure, so that would be your entire crew, which we'll get to that.
Yeah, but no one actually knows, like, where they are because there's a fog cloud everywhere, so everyone's just confused.
So, from where we're standing now, this captain is in the maw, like, nearby? How far would that be from me at the moment?
Oh, yeah, so he's at the very, since the monster is at the very tip of their ship, he's going to be about like 30, maybe 40 feet total away from the mid deck where you are right now. You just landed like mid main deck here on their ship. You're also being sort of holed up, tipped up into the air, not quite out of the sea yet, but you're definitely like, their ship is being like kind of lifted. It's tilted upwards. And he looks back and he says,
It's fair to say we have an alliance temporarily, yeah?
Where are you? Gil, I have an idea. I'm going to dash in and out of the fog and try and keep his attention. You go for the kill.
How do you know where the out is the fog-o?
I'm going to take all this as a yes.
I want to dash out of the fog. Or would it be out of the fog to get to the creature?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why did we do that? I thought we were right next to it. My bad, guys.
I just feel so dumb.
My bad, guys.
Can you center it on Chip's hand and move it around with the chip?
It would probably be centered on Chip, to be totally honest.
Will it move
okay,
with him?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I like to think that his hand is now just like emitting steam.
I'll allow that.
I want to run towards the creature and go for a strike.
This is a massive aberration of a creature, so easy enough to hit.
I'll stay low.
Yeah, you're basically going to like swipe right across this sort of like a belly area.
That is a 15 to hit.
Yeah, don't forget you have disadvantage because you can't see it too.
Roll
okay,
again.
Never mind. That's a, it's so the 15 is what it would have been.
15 doesn't hit.
Okay, I'm gonna.
What else are you doing?
I'm gonna try and use my bonus action attack with the dagger have. That's gonna be a 13. Wait, no, that's not with disadvantage. That's actually gonna be a 12 to hit.
Unfortunately, this is not hit.
Oh fuck! I start like running around, and I'm just like running. You just see the fog cloud like moving.
Chip, as far as I know, you're doing great.
I can't get out of the fog.
You are the fog.
What?
You hear the captain, who can obviously hear all this while clutching, just laughing so loud at this.
Okay, I'll end my fucking turn. I'm sorry, guys.
Look, Chip, you made his last moments happy.
Oh, great.
Hey, I ain't gonna die that easy.
Can I see anything, though? I mean, I jumped together with Chip. Am I in the fog?
So, yeah, Chip just ran away from you. You're still on your turn. You're still mid-deck, so you just watched him and the fog cloud run away towards the creature.
How tall is this thing?
It's so fucking big. It's like his, shit, I don't know. It's a sea monster. It's huge.
So it's not even blinded by the fog.
That's
the fog. Hey, you guys are gonna do what you're gonna do, man. Just this upper half is at least 30 or so feet out of the water. It's
okay,
huge.
And we're probably 10 feet up on the deck of the ship.
Maybe like 20 or 30 feet. Yeah, tall.
Yeah,
and it kind of like it fluctuates too. It kind of comes down. It's flowing with the rise and the fall of the waves.
This works out. Is there any boxes or like barrels or just some loose object around by chance?
There's some barrels and there's also cannons on the ship, or like a crate for cannonballs. They're kind of rolling around at the moment because the ship's being tilted up.
Listen, I want to push a box over to Chip. Okay, can I push a box over to Chip?
It'll be half your movement. I don't think you'll make it unless you roll a really good strength check. I'll let you try. Athletics.
Okay, sure. Fuck it. Oh, come on. I rolled from a 19 to a 3. I fucking hate my life.
Well, you'll just be able to push it. It'll just be at half speed.
He should get advantage because of the fog.
So you won't be able to make it to Chip, but you'll make it about halfway.
Am I pushing it downhill? Can I get advantage for pushing it downhill?
You're pushing it uphill.
Fuck.
Imagine I'm the big monster. Sorry to listeners. The phone is currently the ship. The ship would normally be like this. The monster is tilting it up towards it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, never mind. Fuck Chip. Who needs Chip? I'm going to levitate the crate 20 feet into the air.
Okay. Awesome. And then what?
Yeah, I'm going to cast levitate.
Oh. All right, so that's an action.
We're just levitating shit now?
That's my action. I throw down like this little metal apparatus underneath the crate, and it just sort of like, I jump on top of it, and it blasts up into the air, basically, with me on top of it, and I'm above the fog cloud, and everything's awesome.
Okay, so you're concentrating on levitating this box. You feel this slash of a gust of wind just kind of pass your backside, and you see the white Arakaka, very large and tall, holding Aga the monkey, who looks back and goes, "Nice! Didn't peg you for a boxer!" And they just kind of, they fly right past you, and then they fly,
caught the hammer on my gun.
If I pass you, and then up and over the ship. And with that, next up is going to be the Grungus. Normally it takes three attacks. One of those attacks is going to be for the captain inside of its mouth. Totally misses somehow. The second tentacle is going to go for, the tail tentacle is going to go for Gillian. That doesn't hit, right? A 17?
17 does not hit. No.
Okay. Third one's also going to go for Gillian.
Okay, all right. We're just doing me now.
Rolled the same. I think Jay is a little bit too far for this. So that's pretty much this time going to be the turn. You just hear that same sort of innocent wobble, 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 wobble. It sounds so like soft, but of course,
gosh, it's cute.
You guys that speak primordial know that it's saying,
"No gold will fill me."
And you hear this in your mind as it's going, wobble, wobble, wobble.
He sounds so cute, but he says so mean.
Wait, you guys can talk to this thing?
Money.
Do you understand what it's saying?
He's saying, yeah, we just need to give it all of our money.
Holy shit,
no,
I've got an idea.
Do that.
Next up is going to be this other pirate crew as the captain looks down and says, man, fuck this. And then just sort of like pushes themselves out of the the maw. I'm going to see if they can actually get out. So they try to do that. And then their foot gets caught as the mouth just slams shut. So
mess.
Now they're hanging. They're hanging. They're just dangling there. So they're going to go. You're going to see like the sort of like sparkling scarlet energy just sort of like rise up below their skin, almost like a flashlight beneath their skin and in the stomach, and then sort of transfer and move into the hand as they just go, whoa, bam, and just punch the shit out of it. So they do that. You see that basically Agankai, the Arakaka, and the monkey person are trying to kind of like nip at the eyeballs of the creature, which by the way have these big cartoonish like white spherical eyeballs on both ends of the fucking snout.
Oh my god,
this is so big.
It's so cute. We need to help it.
And with that, what do you guys want your crew to do?
I think that Griffin should go as far up as possible to help the fight and like really just get in there. You know what I mean? This whole thing is slaying. Is
so you guys
slaying
want
monsters,
the, so. You guys wanted to do damage or try and like hinder it?
Damage.
So you want them to do damage?
Yep, damage. Yeah.
They'll have disadvantage because they're all currently falling. So your entire crew just goes, they just fall into the water on the sides of the ship. All right, top of the round, Chip and Kill.
I feel like dropping the fog cloud would be the enemy of comedy, so I'm not going to.
No, don't.
I won't.
I won't. It.
Okay, I've got an idea. Be right back.
You have to get back on the ship first.
Oh, you're right. How close am I to the ship right now?
On this turn, you would have to hop from this ship to your ship again, since you already hopped over to High Five Chip. So you're probably about 50 feet total.
I'm going to... don't worry, I have a plan! And I'm gonna run towards the ship.
Please tell me you're not getting rid of our gold!
And in mid-air, I say, "Oh, Chip, I'm..." And then, boop, I pop out of existence and, like, disappear into, do you guys remember that, like, fairy dust from the Feywild? Like, all that sparkly fairy dust?
Silvery mist,
Gillian just,
yeah.
Poofs into that. And I'm gonna misty step at... And try and get as close to all of our money as I can.
Do we lock our treasury when we're not there?
We have to. Well, no, we said we fortified it and protected
no,
it.
No. You said Griffin's guarding it, dude. And he's busy doing what he loves right now.
I hate my life.
You're at the crew's quarters where you also keep your treasure.
Okay. How much can I get?
I mean, you use Misty Step, now you have your movement.
I've got my movement and an action. So I want to just get in there and I want to...
You know the diamonds and gems and stuff that Felipe spawned in?
Yeah.
You can get like a hug full of that.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
It's about 15,000 gold worth.
I don't think I've ever beaten a sea monster without force feeding it.
Today could be a different day, though. Is like
you could like just
you,
not.
You could turn over a new leaf right now.
I'm gonna pick up all these gems and I'm gonna start stuffing my clothes with them so that I can carry more.
Like putting the breastplate, holding the bottom of it, and then putting it on the top.
I want to be fully dripped out when I walk out to the set. Fully bedazzled.
Like blinged up.
Fully bedrizzled. Like,
I've only ever cried in serious moments, but I actually feel like on the verge right now. Does that make sense?
I'm so close to crying with you, bro.
Okay, so you're harboring about 15,000 gold worth of gems in your...
Oh, jeez. Oh, fuck.
But you can't take attacks at the moment. You can't do anything like that. No spells. You're holding
all
this.
That's cool. That's
bro, he's encumbered, he has to move at half movement speed.
You're a hater.
He has to.
He has an 18 of strength, my friend.
What's your carrying capacity?
You really want to know, dude? You're gonna regret asking, are you sure?
What's your carrying capacity?
I can carry 270 pounds and push drag or lift 540.
Okay, but what is 15,000 gold in pounds?
You can't carry 15,000 gold coins.
It's not gold coins. It's 15,000 gold worth of gems.
I'm gonna kill you.
Dude, stop taking our money.
Just be honest with me. Just say it how it is.
I need this money.
It's only like 15 gems. It's really not that much.
Chip, have you ever thought about mutiny and like getting rid of one of the captains?
Why would we do that?
Oh,
I'm thinking about it.
This isn't gonna work. Watch it not work.
I feel like I should do something.
And we just down 15,000 gold.
I feel so dumb if it doesn't work.
What if he just wants more? What are you gonna do? Feed him more of our money?
I mean, yeah, if he's hungry.
No, I'm gonna stop you.
As Gillian has run away, I look up and go, "Hey, Jay, can you translate something for me?"
Yeah.
All right, translate this. Large creature, you now stand before the swarm. Face me, your true opponent, or die. That's just flavor. I'm just gonna use panache, which is, it's just a persuasion check contested by a creature's insight check.
Roll persuasion for panache.
That's a 28.
Jay, you hear back in your head, it says,
"You are not my target, but okay, hungry."
Uh-oh.
On its turn, it will attack you until one of your creatures or your friends attack it. It does a legendary action. Chip, go ahead and make a, I guess you're in the swarm, go ahead and make a wisdom saving throw. You're going to have advantage on the saving throw just because it can't technically see Chip, but it just sees the swarm, so it has like a general area to try and affect you.
The swarm
Dude,
is
so really
fucking
funny. We really
just
bullied the DM into that shit.
All right, that's a 16.
That passes.
Would you allow me to like throw something to try to attach it to this giant monster without using an action, or is that an action?
What are you throwing?
Just like, okay, so I have like, I want to have... The remnants of my grapple gun that is no longer, obviously not in very good working condition.
It's not functional.
Yeah, so I pull out this grappling hook that's attached to kind of a pulley with a metal sort of wire that goes between it and just kind of loops around with a pulley system at the back. And I'm gonna kind of try to lob and attach it onto this guy. And then Jay, she has this glove on that has this little metal piece right here on the tip. And she kind of grabs it, tug, and the wire starts accelerating through her hands as she casts heat metal, and the wire starts glowing hot, like this fucking red hot, as it slowly accelerates through and like scrapes against the friction.
I rolled for this. He rolled a natural 20. So as you throw it up there, the captain who's hanging from the mouth says, "I got you, girl," grabs it and then puts it on the teeth like that where his shoe is.
Oh.
And it like connects right there on like the bottom jaw of the like hinges on the bottom jaw of this creature's mouth. And then again, it heats up like you were describing.
Why can't my crew be that useful?
Dude, the panache is now gone and does not work anymore.
It gives you this bright smile again as he's hanging upside down.
Does it not?
No. Great job, Jay. You fixed its teeth.
If you attack it, it doesn't. The panache is gone. Yeah, we need to talk about plans. Because the fog cloud.
In, like pure clashing with each other, complete nonsense.
Okay, so the Grungus is gonna go. It's going to attack Chip with one of its, you know, tentacle tail. That misses. Wait, actually, I have to roll disadvantage. Misses even harder. It's still gonna only attack you for this round.
You love me. Well, you care about me emotionally.
Natural one. And then for its third attack. So with disadvantage, the third attack is going to be 24 to hit Chip.
Damn!
Yeah.
So that one comes through. I need you to make another wisdom saving throw.
It's 15.
You take 17 points of sort of like piercing damage as you feel and hear two of these tentacles smash on the wood next to you left, and you like duck to the right to try and dodge it, and then another one comes right to the right to block your path. You go back, and then the third one actually makes contact, and you feel it sort of wrap around and then pierce into your skin, and you feel these almost like electric pulses of energy that get sent into your body, and it feels like it just kind of tingles for a second, and then you feel this sharp psychic pain in your brain. You're now kind of charmed, and all you want to do at the moment is feed it gold.
Wait. So how much damage did I take? Because half.
Gillian didn't even need to be charmed.
So we'll do 8 damage there for you having it. But now the only thing you want to do is feed this thing gold.
The swarm is in pain. The swarm really wants to feed this thing gold now.
Hey, make sure it's out of your secret stash, okay?
What secret stash?
There's a secret stash. And then you watch as the...
oh my god.
The bird and I'm gonna say Kai and Aga fly past and sort of get this like after the captain does this very loud whistle, they fly past and they just like slash the upper lip of this monster, and he starts falling down and starts to do kind of like a tumbling acrobatic flip and then lands on the very tip of the ship here. And they are going to just sort of like, I guess they'd be right next to, they'd be really pretty close to Chip now.
Welcome to the swarm.
So they're gonna do a little bit of damage here because they roll really well. Just to help out here, what do you want your crew to do? Damage or inhibit?
Inhibit.
Inhibit? And what does inhibit mean? I'd like my crew to inhibit.
I'll roll for it. You, all three of their heads sort of pop out of the water. All they goes, I can't. And it starts to sink underneath the water. But you hear, I guess you kind of hear and see. You guys are sort of distracted at the moment, but Alphon sort of dashes over, swimming, you know, in this robotic way, absolutely flawless, gets Ollie up out of the water, and then climbing up onto the side of your ship is Griffin, who loads in this sort of special ammunition, points the gauntlet of a gun for their arm at the creature, and then fires out this sort of like metal electrical balls that are tied by a string. This electrical tether ball wraps around the creature, and the creature becomes stunned for this turn, or this round.
Chip, I know you're not gonna understand, but we need to give this thing all of our money! It's the only way!
Gillian,
we
you wanna to give this thing our taxes. Gold? That's such an awesome idea!
Wait,
that's gonna solve
what?
All
you
our
finally
problems.
Agree with me?
Dude, you're so right about that! Come on,
dude,
get in the swarm!
Dude,
let's start chucking
here.
It! Get the
and
fuck
wanna...
in here, man!
I want to run into the swarm and I want to drop the fog cloud. Actually, can we meet like halfway? Are you down for that?
Yeah, I'll meet halfway.
And I want to go and I want to high five Chip again. And this time I want to cast Enhance Ability with Twin Spell so that we both become jacked, have advantage on strength checks, and our carrying capacity doubles.
Wow, shit. Gillian! This feels fucking awesome. Let's do what we were born to do. Throw gold.
Pay taxes. So I want to run in with Chip and I want to get even more dripped out, like fully bedazzled. I'm talking like diamond encrusted armor. I'm talking like Rolexes up the fucking forearm.
I'm going to roll a d20 here quickly, and that's just going to decide if I go to my secret stash. Yes. Okay. No secret stash. No secret stash.
Okay. How much money can we pick up? We're fucking huge.
With enhanced ability, it's pretty much as much as you want, so.
All of it.
Well, so, I want to lift as much gold as physically possible, and I want to carry it with Chip, and I want to be hot and sweaty and covered in money.
So, Gillian, since it's your turn, you already had 15,000 worth. You're going to chunk it basically, like, at the creature, so into the water, because it's too tall to, like, reach...
Yeah, but like I'm talking, I want to get as much as possible behind these doors. So when we exit these doors,
you have to run another 30 feet to get back to the treasury. Why don't you feed it this first?
Okay, that's true. In that case, I just like sit there and like hold out my hands and like wait for it to like suck all the money off me.
Chip, roll d12.
Surely, 8.
So you get about 8,000 gold this run.
Okay.
So both of you stand at the ledge here with 15,000 and 18,000 gold, or 8,000 gold respectively.
Join me, Rip!
Coming, Deltillion!
Yeah, you know, I'm just gonna pull my gun out at this point while I'm levitating on this box and fire some shots off to this guy, hopefully chasing it away before they throw all our money at it. Not likely. By the way, I'm using fucking whatever it's called, the sharpshooter feat. This 20 hit.
20 hits. You just won't get your favorite enemy for this because it's not a humanoid.
I don't think that matters too much. So 20 hits and does, okay, yeah, 22 hit as well.
Yes.
48, 55 damage.
Woo! Dude, what the hell?
Yeah, describe it. What does it look like?
Yeah, so I'm still holding this. I'm like leaning back at this point, holding this, this wire that's still like going through my hands and getting hot. While I fire off two shots at it, I like pull it out with my left hand and like offhanded shoot this guy wherever the fuck, probably in the eyes. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Flavor. Mm-hmm. As it still continues to accelerate in my hand, and I'm actually going to activate the heat metal again because I can do that on bonus actions. Oh, also, I lost my levitation when I cast this, but it just slowly flows down to the ground. So whatever. I'm slowly floating to the ground.
You'd be on the ground this turn. By herself, Jay did half the creature's hit points.
Yeah, what else is fucking new, huh?
This is just every combat now, dude. Jay plays the game and Chip and Gilly into a stupid fucking bit. It's like the actual...
The Grungus before its turn is actually going to take a legendary action at the end of your turn. Jay, go ahead and make a...
Yeah.
Wisdom saving throw, yeah.
Wisdom save. 18.
18 passes. Okay, it's going to take its turn. First attack towards Jay is just an 18 to hit.
18 to hit. I'm going to use a reaction to cast shield. I have 20 armor class now for the rest of this turn.
Okay, so it kind of, as it tries to strike you, as you shoot it and do this massive blow of damage, it gets blocked by this arcane field. And
I'm going to change the flavor of my shield for this turn. I'm gonna actually like hammer my pistol and shoot it so much that it fucking flinches and doesn't die.
Okay. There's a lot of people around here, but since you're the one that just attacked it most, and the other two are sort of under,
yeah.
I mean, the other one, and
now we're under
and Gillian.
And Gillian. Yeah. Gillian. After this creature's turn, the captain sort of waltzes up after Chip and Gillian are doing their thing. The fog cloud is lifted. They actually get close to you, Jay, and they say,
"Hey, name's Captain Drake. Nice to meet you. Jay Farron, I assume."
Yeah, great to meet you. I'm a little, both hands kind of busy here, but...
He reaches to shake one of your hands anyways.
I headbutt it.
Dude, we are not making a good impression.
Here, actually, let me... He grabs the... You're holding onto the grappling hook?
Yeah, it's like... Essentially, it's a grappling hook that's attached to a little pulley system that isn't actually pulling anything. It's just, like, rotating around through this wire, like, very fast.
He goes to hold it for you to shake your hand if you allow him.
It's hot.
Don't worry.
Okay, yeah.
So one of his, the side of the jacket that has a sleeve, he's also wearing a glove, so he just sort of grabs onto it, and he goes to shake your hand. You guys shake and says, "That's a mighty fine ability you got there. You mind if I try it out?"
Yeah, absolutely.
Dope. And as he's like shaking your hand, you can feel this sort of like, I want to say this sort of kinetic, moving, swirling arcane energy between your grasp as this orange feeling starts in your stomach and then moves up the arm, transfers through your hand into his, and then you watch as it sort of flows through the body, and it's almost like a beautiful display of color, and then the metal begins to heat and it sort of... ignites once more and does more damage to the creature.
Okay.
For the rest of this encounter, you can't feel the necessary knowledge required to cast heat metal.
Oh.
It almost feels like you have transferred a little bit of your essence. And he just smiles and holds on to it.
Name's Captain Drake. It's nice to meet you.
How did I do what...
Hey, What are the other two doing over there?
Oh, I think they're going to throw money at it.
Oh, man, looking good.
Quadrillion, you look fucking awesome.
I'd actually really like to kill it before you know, they do that.
Is that what this monster's doing? You know, we're new to sailing out of the sea. I had no idea you had to pay taxes.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, Gillian always talks about it. I never thought it was real. I still don't want to pay them.
You feel another gust near you, and then you see the sort of tentacles that were holding onto the ship get severed, and the ship sort of like falls down and splashes into the water. Next up is going to be your crew. But before that...
Damage.
the creature's going to take a legendary action, and it sort of moves its head, swivels it over to Gillian and Chip, and its mouth does that sort of, like, that sort of, like, the fucking bulb plant from Plants vs. Zombies turns and forms into a pipe as the teeth sort of retracts into its gums, and then it begins to suck in everything valuable on your person.
We both flex so we stay on the ship. All the money is just flying off.
Chip.
They still only have the 15,000 at least, right?
It's 15 and 8,000, so.
23,000 gold gone.
Chip, because you are charmed, when this happens, you take 18 points of psychic damage, and some of that seems to close in, the wounds on this creature.
Thanks, you're healing it.
But it successfully eats all of your gems. So you guys want your crew to do damage?
Yeah, crew do damage, please. I'm the only sane one on the ship right now. Please let them
listen
to me.
Dude, I'm charmed. What do you want from me?
I mean, well, hang on, because I think everyone gets a say on what they want the crew to do, right?
Will the crew listen to Gillian and Chip right now? But answer honestly.
Because I'm pretty sure this is majority rule, Jay. Chip, our crew is about to attack them. You need to convince them not to.
Ugh, guys, we need to throw money at the... creature.
He's literally acting
insane.
This is
what real flexing looks like. And I throw like gems in the fucking creature's mouth.
I've got broads in Atlanta.
I'm sorry that I'm like this. Yeah, no, I'm trying to. I guess I want them to inhibit the creature.
Okay, so on this turn, they're not gonna get. They're not going to help as much as Ollie and Alphonse are trying to get back onto the ship, as Ollie is just kind of holding on, getting out of the water, and Griffin is still sort of clinging onto the side of the ship, climbing back up onto the deck this time. They didn't roll very well to aid this turn, so is what it is.
I'm gonna speak in primordial to it.
Like, all right, man, that should cover all of our quarterly estimated for next year, too.
So Gillian pulls out essentially like a collection of forms and like flips it in the air. And he's like, here, see?
Where did he get the forms?
You hear back in your head, Gillian.
Your Finco score is 436 out of 850. You need to raise your credit.
RIP, we don't have enough credit.
Holy shit.
What are we gonna need to do if we need to take out a loan?
It's actually looking at you just...
We're gonna need to leverage the... ship!
I am not here to collect on your group. I am here for the others.
Go ahead, Gillian. Roll perception.
We should have financed this vessel!
Roll perception, let's see. I got a 20!
Woo!
Ask him if he's done a financial assessment of assets!
Why doesn't he do a financial assessment of these guns?
Gillian, you noticed something that you didn't notice before, right past the head of this creature who was talking to you telepathically as he's just sucked up all of your gold. You see, at the helm of the other captain's ship is this tiny 1 to 2 foot tall goblin who is jumping up and then steering their boat. And now the boat starts to sort of turn in the opposite direction of you and this monster.
Does the goblin
look familiar? No.
Like,
you're racist.
Does it look evil?
Insight. I can roll Insight.
Okay, I got a 14.
Insight? Seems to be a goblin. You can't really tell if it's evil or not. It seems to be doing it with intent, with purpose, with motive.
So I look around. Are the other, like, the captain and all the other people are still on our ship, right?
With your perception, you don't see the bird and the monkey or Agon Kai as they've been flying around this entire time, zipping back and forth, up high and up low. But you do see that talking with Jay is the captain who introduced themselves as Captain Drake, sort of shaking her hand and now holding this metal wire, this broken grappling gun.
This is so there's just a goblin. Yeah, I don't know why, for some reason, seeing a goblin made me think it's all an illusion. We're being had and we're being tricked by a goblin.
Okay, I can't control what you do as a player.
Everyone we've seen so far is an illusion. That's a goblin. He's making it all. He's taking all of our money.
Okay, you have to roll on your next turn, but if you want to determine if it's all illusion, you have to do Arcana.
Okay, all right. I just flex. I flex, like do a flex point, and I just say, goblin!
It looks over, I guess. As you've noticed, he goes, hey!
Chip, what that goblin doing?
I don't know what he's doing, but I know we need to increase our Finco score. Hey, big creature, what say we take out a loan of, say, like 10,000 gold? We will pay it back incrementally.
Rope up persuasion.
Good, Chip! And also, we want credit card for paying off expenses. We will pay it off monthly.
Do you have platinum and also a little octopus on the card?
What kind of cashback offers are there?
Okay, persuasion, 29.
Gillian, you would hear this in your mind. Chip, you hear it in your mind as well, but you don't understand what it's saying. Gillian, you do, so you can translate. But out loud, it just goes, whoa, 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 whoa. And it says,
there are no credit cards or whatever you speak of, but I will grant this loan of 10,000 gold with a 5.5 interest rate over a 1-year term. That'll be 858 gold per month.
And it starts to like spit out 10,000 gold. It just falls onto the ship, rains at you like pellets.
Yes! Now we need to do something like take out a mortgage!
What happens if you kill your creditor in the real world? And how does that reflect
Another company will assume your debt. Your debt will be sold off, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Shit.
Would you like to take out another loan?
Chip, this is starting to feel predatory, but I kind of want to say, yeah!
No, don't
Gillian,
do it!
Gillian, if you do this, we can finally get those matching pontoon boats!
Wait, you're right! More money means more things! Give us the biggest loan you've got!
Let's do it!
No, this is how I... Oh, God!
Captain Drake, who is with you, is also here overhearing this as you're reacting to this, Jay. You know, I'm a big fan.
New crew members.
You wanna join my crew?
No, this is a jest, but half, you know, like half serious kind of thing. I'm just a little them.
Unfortunately, I think they need you, or they will not live to see tomorrow. You guys take out another loan. What are you doing with your turns? You haven't done anything.
Yeah. All right. With my turn, I want to try and convince it to like take out the
I always pay back on time, just look at my track record,
and I want to try and convince it to take out the biggest loan I can.
Oh no, dude, you're gonna get like 1,000 gold monthly payment.
So Gillian, roll a persuasion check.
Fuck, an 11.
I want to cosign on this loan.
You seem worried just seeing my signature. Is something wrong?
Let me help out in this trying time. Your Finco score is too low.
I pull out a pen and I start writing on a piece of paper.
How about I cosign?
Hey, so Captain Drake, you know, it just wants to collect your taxes. I think like a quarter of your monthly income or yearly income for the last year. You know, if you just pay, it'll go away and they'll stop this. They'll stop ruining my life.
Oh yeah, I'm aware of that now.
I don't know. I mean, up to you if you want to pay your taxes. I don't, but you know, it seems to be majority rule now that we do pay those instead of just killing giant sea creatures.
I think I'll pass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
Jay, it's not your turn yet, but you also know that the ship is facing away. So about staying on my ship, are you serious or?
No, I mean, like, you know, it's been a pleasure. I'd like, I mean,
okay, because we're still in combat right now, guys.
We're just distracting her by flexing really
Gillian.
Hard
yeah,
nearby.
Gillian and Chip, you can take 100,000 gold. But because of your Finco store,
we're rich!
rich! We're rich! Let's fucking go! We're rich! Let's spend it all!
What's the interest rate and what's the term of the loan?
You get a 30% interest rate, so a $1,600 monthly payment.
Let's just say my interest rate is 100! And I sign it off and I throw it into his mouth.
Wait, Gilly!
Oh, shit.
Yes! It spews out gems, pearls, and all kinds of valuables, and you have a collective.
Did it, Chip? We beat taxes!
Chip deflates, and like just stands there
like a
guy. You
have a 110,000 gold loan on the deck of your ship at a 30% interest.
And you guys were saying I always threw away all our money, and look at us now. I just made us rich.
30% is a lot.
30% of what? What are you talking about?
Of 100,000?
My crew is actually in crippling debt now, so I'm thinking maybe I am serious about this whole new crew thing.
That's probably like 30,000 gold.
I never thought this would be how Jay leaves the campaign.
You can have 30%. What did he say the interest rate was?
That's what it was.
So monthly or is it like day by day?
On a 1 year loan.
It's a five year term.
Five year term.
Is it like credit cards where the interest is calculated daily?
That's a 60-month loan.
What have I done?
Okay, so I've actually wrote it all down for you guys here. Currently, you have about 150,000 gold on the ship. The 10,000 gold loan is a 5.5 interest rate, so you have an 858 gold payment every month for over a year to pay that one off. And then for the 100,000 gold loan from the Grungus...
We did it, guys! We made D&D suck!
Holy shit! It's a 30% rate over 5 years. A 1,618 gold monthly payment for 5 years. Okay.
Wait, what per month?
1,618 gold a month.
So that's 2,500 gold every single month in total to pay off these loans.
Okay, now we kill him.
No, dude, let's spend all this money on getting stronger, and then when he comes to collect, we kill him.
Okay,
oh he's already God. Half dead. I already half killed
dude,
him.
Dude, but now we got 100K.
We had 100K before that.
You have Chip and Gillian. I'm going to give you one more chance to do an action this turn. On your turn. Right.
Okay, thanks. I don't know. I don't want to do anything. I just want to let him go.
Okay. All right, chill. That's a valid option. That's a valid option.
Do you need anything else?
Two of its tentacles just come up and slowly rise into the ship, and then like a fucking laser tattoo gun, it just sort of like puts a money, like a, I don't know, it's some kind of symbol, whatever the currency symbol is this world, like on your, I don't know, pink, whatever you, wherever you want it.
Can I get a symbol of how in debt I am next to my class tattoo on my wrist?
Yeah, sure, fucking dude. I can't think of, you don't have to sign anything. I'm trying to think of how to magically sign
dude,
a contract without
a put, so put it above my ass like a tramp stamp.
Okay, whenever it goes to do that, you also see
can
that.
Can it be the number, the amount of money we owe, it like constantly updates on Chip's ass?
Yeah, fuck it, dude.
Hey, Chip, let me see your ass.
It actually puts this magical calculator so on your. And you also, it's right above the knee Klaus tattoo that you didn't notice was there until now.
Oh, no.
And so you have this like string of numbers on Chip's lower back above the ass, and then right under that is a crescent moon.
Dude, tax day is going to be so fun. I need to file our accounts. Bend over.
What's up with all the tattoos on my ass?
Jay, what would you like to do before combat ends here? I'll give you a chance.
Just one shot, it.
No way, it's still got quite a lot of health.
Oh, this is fun, Chip. Now we get to deal with the loan sharks.
What are you talking about? There's not going to be any loan sharks. We'll just make our payments. We've got so much money.
Oh, you're actually right. Now that we have so much money in front of us, I feel something deep within myself changing. Like, I just want more.
Dude, I need so much more of this stuff all the time. If I knew that there was just a creature we could ask for money and it would give it to us for free?
Captain Drake, this has been a pleasure. I'm gonna... Where's your plank?
Oh, don't sweat it. Kai, hey! Get Jay here back to the ship, yeah? And then he goes, right. And so he like puts his hands up, and then you see them flying around. Boom! They land onto the ship here, and both of them are just sitting there like straight as a board, right in front of him. And he does sign language to Kai, who then flies up and puts both talons on your shoulders, if you allow.
Jay is a husk. She allows it.
Okay, so you just get gently lifted up, and then you get gently set back on your ship as you watch both their ships start to sail away. And then this creature begin to sink back into the sea. It now has a more kinder, gentler, soft, kind of cute face. And it doesn't look so monstrous and terrifying.
That's how they pull you in.
I want to shout out at the ship while it's sailing away.
What do you say?
Don't forget to pay your taxes!
And if you ever need a loan, we got a lot of money!
So...
You could always take one from us!
That's such a good idea. We should give out loans. This is brilliant. And then they'll pay us back, and then we'll tell them to also loan, and we'll get a percentage of that loan from that money.
That's like infinite money. Glitch.
That's called a Ponzi scheme.
All four of them, sort of, as the ship is sailing away, it gets about 30 feet, you know, so your ship is just kind of like technically anchored here, facing, you know, you guys are perpendicular, you're facing a different direction. They walk to the backside of the ship at the deck where the helm is. All four of them, as you see Aga sort of like jump onto the railing and have this like monkey-like pose, and then Kai sits stoically, and then the captain walks up with this tiny little goblin on the side. And then he holds up a bunch of your things.
I fucking knew it was the goblin! Fucking did it all! It was the fucking goblin the whole fucking time! It was you!
They hold up a bunch of your things, and the captain shouts,
I killed the goblin.
Maybe if you catch us, we can do some business!
We gotta blow up that fucking ship.
Now you're speaking my language.
We got so much money, we could just pay somebody to blow up that fucking ship.
He sees holding a tomb, a filter, a spyglass, a briefcase, a shadow blade.
Holy shit! Fuck!
And a few other options as they sail away.
How far away are they right now? They're
combat is over at the moment. They're about 40 feet.
How fast is their ship moving?
Their ship, I mean, it's going downwind or upwind. Everyone is faster, so they're currently, you know, hightailing it.
Is it more than 30 feet per 6 seconds? Can I catch up to it with a swimming speed of 30 feet per six seconds?
No, it's not. It's not like 40 feet in walking speed. It is like basically 40 whatever in boat speed. It's much faster than you can fucking swim.
I have a question. If ship was moving hypothetically at like 6 to 8 times his normal speed, would he be able to catch them?
Wait! I have an even better idea. Maybe Ollie could just throw me.
Oh my god, I almost drowned.
Oh, hey, buddy, are you okay?
No, hey, Griffin. No. Griffin. Hey, Griffin. Griffin.
He's looking at all of you, and there's just no emotion on the face.
Jay looks like the fucking vessel's about to pop.
What? Chase that ship.
Riptide Pirates, I'd just like to start my 3-part apology by saying I appreciate you all by standing by me through my times of need. Second part is everybody can take 10,000 gold. That's just fair. We've got like unlimited gold now, so it's not a big deal. Third part, we need to get that ship. They've got a whole bunch of our stuff, and it's going to be a problem.
What did they steal from specifically Jay?
King Edison's Tome of Thoughts, the spyglass, also the ring.
The Ring of Certainty?
Yes.
Okay.
They got the briefcase.
That's all my
shit. Riptide Pirates, I'd like to start with part one of my 1-part apology, and then I call lightning.
Okay, what's the rule?
Please catch it on fire. Please catch it on fire.
Well,
it would be
a deck save, but it's a fucking ship. So literally they're just sailing and a fucking storm cloud appears, like a 60-foot radius storm cloud manifests over their ship, and just a massive fucking blue ball of lightning comes down and full on strikes the ship, which would need to make a deck save, but I don't know how the fuck a ship would do that. So they're all within like 5 feet. If they're all within 5 feet of like each other, they would all need to make a dex save, basically.
They're at the back of the ship, so you're trying to hit the back of the ship where they are?
Yeah, I'm just gonna blow the ship up.
Surely their fucking bullshit has already taken damage from the giant sea monster that was grappling.
Yeah, right? Let's blow their ship up.
You can also just blow up their sails and they won't go anywhere.
Dude, let's blow up their sails and then make them take out a loan to buy a new ship.
That's so awesome.
How much damage does the strike do?
The strike does 3d10. I want to try and do as much damage to this ship as possible, so they need to buy a new one. As I light up Destiny's Blade and blow them up. I've changed. Okay, 10 lightning damage.
Total?
Yeah, I rolled bad.
That's fine. And it like strikes at the back of the ship here. It hits all of them. It's not enough damage to knock any of them unconscious or kill them, but it does take a good chunk out of the boat, but obviously with 10 damage, not enough to stop it from sailing away.
Is anything on fire?
No, that's not how lightning damage works. It doesn't automatically mean
God,
it catches
it on fire.
I'm
truly hoping
it
would catch on fire. Okay.
Gilly, you didn't even catch it on fire! And I whip my hands up like this. I whip my hands up like asking why, and I shoot a fireball.
I say we just full on sail after the Brawl Initiative and go feral, guys. I'm gonna be totally honest.
I wanna light their sails on fire. But accidentally. That's how I'm flavoring this.
Okay, roll the hit with the sail. I mean, with the fireball.
Okay.
It's out of range right now.
Okay, 26.
Okay, roll the fire damage.
24.
Okay. Jay, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna use my magical pistol, my magic, whatever it's called, you know, my brain's gone. It's gone. My brain is a husk. There's nothing left.
I'm sorry.
Arcane firearm to shoot a scorching ray at their sails. And since I'm using a gun technically for this, and I have the sharpshooter feat, I don't have any disadvantage because of range, being out of range. Attacking at long range doesn't impose disadvantage on your ranged weapon. So I'm gonna shoot it with searing rays. I'm gonna use more black powder. I'm gonna blow them up.
You need help, man. Roll to hit, I guess, right?
Okay, 10, 19, and 22.
I'll say 10 misses, but the other two hit. Because you're going specifically for sales, right?
Yes.
So go ahead and roll the damage.
17 damage to the sails.
Guys, I should have known it was a goblin scheme. It all reeked of a goblin scheme.
It's okay, man. Listen, we're gonna give them a loan to fix their ship after we burn it down. We're rich now. We can pretty much do whatever we want and step on those beneath
us. No, we're not rich. We're in debt.
You're right. I guess it's not really a crime if there's enough money behind it.
Yeah. And they're poor. Who's gonna ask?
Oh my god.
Gillian starts to smell evil coming off of Chip and him.
Okay, so you both of you strike the back sail, the sort of triangular sail at the very back of the ship. I think that's right, I don't know. But it definitely starts to catch flame. Absolutely, it's burning a hole through it. And you hear the captain say, "Ah, come on, are you sure you want to do this?
We already did it!
We saved you!
Can we just make some kind of deal?
You're kind of being a dick!
But this is my business!
No, it's not your business because you don't even pay fucking taxes on it! Incorporate, bitch!
That's where we're going to end the episode. We'll come back next time.
Yeah.
That's where we end the episode.
All right, gang, it's time for the patron read. I'm going to shout out all the $50 a month high roller patrons over at patreon.com/justrollwithit. Let's give a big motherfucking shout out to Bazuzu, to Quinn Gibson, Sethcake223, Bloke Fieri, Your Mum, Future Oracle, Cadus Betus, Kaylin, Leftover Rice, May, Turtwig, You Will Rue the Day, Farmer Gamer, Jonathan Blick, Luke Ranbu, Lemon Leviathan, Beebness, I like that one, Dapper, Percy, Frogus, the last of the Frogus lineage, Hollow Headed, a Moon Beast fan, aren't we all, Bree Lee, Daxy Boy, Vapor, O Kerberos, I'm Butt Flusting, what does that even mean, come on man, Agar Steeljaw, Beans, Wolfie, the Big Grumpy Void, Jaden Grant, Joey Madness, Pippin the Alchemist, Sweet Cacti, Baka 7, Cal's The Folded Pizza Zone, The Awesome Man, Icy Sharky, Man-Made Imp, is that what it says? I'm sorry. Your Personal Jester, Jordan Darlin, Red Sus Over Paradise, Mr. Nacho, Wild James, Kevin Senpai, I Have Jay Died, Now I Am Jay Dead, Mitchell Iverson, Mithril Gear 417, Boss Goat, Elysian Paramore, Grand Archer, Rykor Teason, Artemis Loves You, Krobins, Deathclaw, Sandy 007, Apple, Cheshire, Blue Blend Blop, Zerberus, Elvish Cyborg, Lord Ticklefish, Spinyax, Buttery Toast, Gillian's Biggest Fan, Cornier Comet, Sorcerer Punk, Riker Kurotu, my fucking favorite name on the list. Not to play favorites, but I'm playing favorites. I fucking love Riker Kurotu. I don't even know who. I want to meet Riker Kurotu. Fucking DM me on Twitter or something. I need to know the person behind this name. Nons Lottl, Funny Hats Incorporated, JRWI Enjoyer, and Jay Newell. Listen, this list is getting long, but it could get even longer if you go over to patreon.com/justrollwithit and get that $50 high roller tier. I will shout your name at the end of the episode personally. I will do it. No questions asked. Just go over there. Check it out. All right. Thank you so much for making it this far into the episode. Take care.